Toronto Joe, but from the city of brotherly love, this is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 25th of September 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. Government is ramping up a crackdown on civil society using the Anti-Corruption Bureau as a tool. Over 30 organizations got letters demanding massive amounts of data. On Wednesday the 17th, a Tbilisi court approved the Bureau's request against 9 NGOs, forcing them to hand over internal records. Groups say the Bureau ignores basic legal procedures, uses vague justifications for requesting sensitive information, which leaves personal data at risk. They accurately say that the whole process is a harassment campaign designed to weaken human rights and democracy watchdog organizations. Next up, on Sunday the 21st, a group of Georgian veterans living abroad released a video appeal to the country's security forces. Gigi Shaish Melashvili, former high-ranking member of the Special Task Department who resigned from his post after his department was used to brutally crack down on pro-European protests, read the message. Veterans urged officers to break away from a corrupt pro-Russian system and honor their oath to serve Georgia. They say the ruling party relies solely on security services to maintain power, and orderly officers carry the burden of following their orders. On other news, on Saturday the 20th, South Ossetia, Georgia's separatist region under Russian control, marked the 35th anniversary of its republic with a military parade. Their leader, Alan Gagloev, asked Georgia's ruling party to take the next step and recognize South Ossetia as a state, saying it would be a step towards justice and peace. Russian official Sergei Kiryenko also spoke at the event, reading Putin's message that promised ongoing support for the region's security and economy. It's no wonder that Goglaev is talking about the next step. It's a Georgian dream, or Kotsebi have been blaming the previous administration led by Misha Saakashvili for starting the 2008 Russian-Georgian War. Switching gears, on Monday the 19th, Bidzina Ivanishvili, founding of the Kotsebi Party and by far the richest man in the country, hosted the United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Tbilisi. Prime Minister Irakli Kobakhidze, his haircut, and the economy minister Mariam Firdivishvili also attended the meeting. Ivanishvili thanked the Sheikh for visiting, praising the growing friendship and economic ties between Georgia and the UAE, pointing to major Emirati investments as proof. The Sheikh said relations will soon reach a new level, confirming the launch of a $6 billion project promising scholarships for Georgian students and support for AI training. Speaking of Ivanishvili, on the same day, the Georgian Nightmare Non-Recognition Amendment, prepared by U.S. Congressman Joe Wilson, was officially included in the U.S. State Department Authorization Act. It says that the U.S. would refuse to recognize any Georgian government letter controlled by Bidzina Ivanishvili. Wilson said Ivanishvili has hurt Georgians while cozying up to Russia, China, and Iran. State Department Authorization Act sets the department's budget powers and priorities. The full act still needs to pass Congress and be signed by the president. Meanwhile, on Friday the 19th, UK imposed sanctions on two Georgian businessmen, Levan Vassadze and Otar Partskhaladze, freezing their assets in the UK and banning them from entering the country. Vassadze, who's been spreading ultra-conservative anti-Western views in Georgia for years, faces sanctions for supporting actions that threaten Ukraine's stability and territorial integrity. Partskhaladze is sanctioned for benefiting from or supporting the Russian government through his role at a company linked to Russia's strategic financial and construction sectors. The UK also sanctioned two Russian oil ships and two companies involved in transporting Russian oil to Batumi in Western Georgia, calling them part of a shadow fleet funding Russia's war in Ukraine. An update to a story from our previous show. Last week, we reported that Janisher Burchuladze, who was Minister of Defense until last year, was arrested for abuse of power, corruption, and hiding illegal income. However, now his former colleagues are not done with him and are investigating his relative. On Friday the 19th, authorities announced they'd seized over 300,000 untaxed cigarette packs from an underground factory linked to Burchuladze's family worth more than 2 million lari, which is about $750,000. They say Burchuladze's relatives set up an underground cigarette factory in Gori in central Georgia in 2023. Police arrested the factory's owner, its director, and a former bodyguard of Burchuladze's. They now face criminal charges and could lead to 7 to 10 years in prison. In similar news, on Wednesday the 24th, Georgia's State Security Service launched a manhunt for Bidziko Paikidze, a former businessman and ruling party member of Vani City Council in Western Georgia. Investigators say he and his partners defrauded the state of more than 4 million lari, about $1.5 million, by taking money for road and river bank repair projects but either inflating costs or not completing the work. Police already arrested the company's director, an employee, and three supervisors, while Paikidze remains on the run. He faces charges that carry 6 to 9 years in prison. Independent media first linked his company to millions in state contracts back in 2020, and records show that he donated money to the Kotsebi in 2016. Paikidze is also the godfather of Grigol Liluashvili's son. Liluashvili was the chief of the state security service for years and just recently resigned. So someone close to him being targeted by his former department led to rumors that he may be next. On another note, on Wednesday the 24th, speaking at the UN General Assembly, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Europe about the dangers of ignoring Russian influence. He said the West was slow to support Georgia and Belarus, and now both countries are under Moscow's influence and control, with rights and democratic values steadily eroding. Zelensky stressed that Europe cannot allow the same outcome in Moldova and urged stronger support to prevent it. Also, on Wednesday the 24th, Georgia's foreign ministry summoned German ambassador Peter Fischer, who their favorite pastime is harassing these days. They accused him of interfering in the country's internal affairs and encouraging the opposition's radical agenda, which is, of course, ridiculous. Officials told him he violated the Vienna Convention. By fueling polarization in Georgian society. They also questioned why Germany's embassy voiced concerns about hate speech and disinformation, demanding evidence. OMG. This is the first time that Georgia has summoned a German ambassador. This step followed weeks of attacks against the ambassador from ruling party leaders who accused Fischer of siding with the opposition and even blamed him for political violence that had erupted in the streets. Germany strongly rejected the accusations, saying they damage relations. EU and 26 other embassies also defended Fischer and released a statement of support, as well as many, many Georgian citizens. Ambassador Fischer is a hero. Mzia Maglobeli, speaking of heroes, founder of Batumelevi and Netgazeti, is a finalist for the 2025 Sakharov Prize. The European parliamentarians nominated her for her work in journalism and media management, for her fight for freedom of expression and human rights. She was arrested during the pro-European protests and sentenced to 2 years on charges of resisting a police officer, as we have reported a great deal about. The winner will be revealed in December in Strasbourg during the European Parliamentary Plenary Session. The Sakharov Prize, established in 1988 in honor of Soviet physicist and dissident Andrei Sakharov, recognizes individuals and organizations who make exceptional contributions to defending human rights, the rule of law, democracy, peace, and international cooperation. Finishing off this episode, a Georgian chef's restaurant in Bruges in Belgium has been named the country's best meat restaurant, De Verlorenhoek, or The Lost Corner, run by Zurab Sabanaishvili. It focuses on premium dry-aged meats and seafood. Sabanaishvili has lived abroad for 32 years and started his career as a small cafe on the same site, which he later bought and transformed into a high-end restaurant. The venue is highly sought after, with reservations booked months in advance. Menu mainly follows European culinary traditions, but also features several Georgian wines. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. No need to worry. It's free. Got any ideas or comments? Send us an email at info@rorschach.com.